You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. Next week, people will head to the ballot box to vote on whether Oklahoma will expand Medicaid through State Question 802. Lindsey Crable-Burton, with Oklahoma Engaged, explores the impact expanding Medicaid could have on tribes.
Seth Griffith-Hotvet is the first to admit it has been a hot minute since he has been to the dentist.
Most of us can't afford it if we're living off paycheck to paycheck, which is usually how we're surviving.
Hotvet has a full-time job in IT, but has had to put off getting his eyes and teeth checked because of the costs. The handful of places covered by his employer's health care plan are still out of his price range thanks to the copays. A citizen of the Cherokee Nation, the Oklahoma City resident is among the more than 200,000 estimated people who would be eligible for Medicaid if State Question 802 passes.
Like, I'm paying $120 out of my paycheck for health care, and it's bonkers, and I can't even use it till June.
There is a common saying in Indian country, don't get sick after June. That's because IHS, or Indian Health Service, the primary health care provider for many Native Americans and Alaska Natives, gets a fixed amount of money from Congress every year. When it's gone, it's gone. As part of its trust relationship, the federal government is required to offer health care to tribal citizens. But IHS is a health care provider, not an insurance policy.
If we relied only on Indian Health Service funds, I would have about $1,800 per capita to spend on our patients. But because we can bill third party like Medicare and Medicaid, we almost double that.
That's Sean Terry. He's the Muscogee Creek Nation's Secretary of Health. Across its 9 healthcare facilities in eastern Oklahoma, the tribe serves about 45,000 people. Only 25% have private insurance. The rest rely on Medicaid, Medicare, or have no insurance at all. Oklahoma Healthcare Authority data shows that indigenous people account for almost 20% of all participants in the state's Medicaid programs, and indigenous people account for 15% of all uninsured Oklahomans.
Many times patients in those that's closer to the metropolitan area, they have choices of which doctors that they want to go to, whereas in the more rural sites, those patients don't always have an option of where to go to. We may be the only provider in town.
Expanding Medicaid coverage would have a huge impact on the Creek Nation's health service, about $9 million to be exact. That's equal to 6 weeks of revenue.
Obviously, every time we can grow our third-party revenue, that allows us to hire more people, add more equipment, add more services, contract for more services if we send a patient to Tulsa.
The Citizen Potawatomi Nation is another tribe that is closely watching State Question 802. Nearly half of the patients at its 2 central Oklahoma clinics don't have insurance, and the tribe only receives $1,500 per patient from IHS. In a written statement, John Rocky Barrett, the tribe's chairman, said Medicaid expansion would allow the tribe to put more money toward health care, including dentists and other specialty providers.
Any costs tied to Medicaid visits to IHS facilities are completely covered by the federal government. When the federal government is determining funding for IHS, any reimbursement dollars from private insurance or Medicaid are used to further stretch that budget. On average, IHS is federally funded at more than $4,000 per patient, which is about half of the Medicaid per patient spending rate nationwide.
Meanwhile, Hotvet will be watching the vote outcome as well.
So being able to seek out health care would be a lot better. I know Medicaid is accepted in a lot of places with certain kinds of work benefits and stuff like that.
For Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Lindsey Crable-Burton.
Lindsey Crable-Burton's reporting for KGOU is part of Oklahoma Engaged, a collaboration among Oklahoma's NPR stations focusing on the 2020 primary and general election. For more information, visit KGOU.org.